You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
North Sound 2, the official local radio station of the Dons.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Welcome to North Sound 2's Friday Sport, where in the next 60 minutes we bring you everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And what a bumper weekend it is, with the Walker Cup, Rugby World Cup, US Open, and that's all before we even think about football. That jam-packed too, everything you need as we return to the domestic scene, the Dons in a basement battle at Easter Road. Boss Craig Brown knows the result comes before the performance on this occasion.
And it's important that we start gaining points. No one needs to tell me that, I'm well aware that it's a vital period in the next month for Aberdeen to pick up the points that we should be having. Well, we hope to pick up the maximum we can get. Now, it's a bit arrogant to think that because they're struggling, I think they'll look at us and say Aberdeen are struggling. I don't feel we're struggling in terms of the way we're playing, but we are, I must admit, not scoring the goals that we need to score. And you know, we've had three games when we've hit the woodwork, and if you look at it, in each occasion it would have meant a difference maybe of probably 4 points to us, which would have put us right up in contention. You know, we've hit the post out there against St Johnston, we hit the post before Hart scored at Easter Road, hit the bar rather at Tynecastle, and Richard Foster hit the bar at Ibrox. Now all these just inches you're away from, but I know every team will be saying that, but in our case it's particularly relevant because these games have been on a knife edge at the time, and the goal makes a big difference to a game. Well, obviously we want to be ruthless in every respect, determined in defence, but you know, ruthless in attack. I think we're defending well enough, we're playing from back to middle very competently, but middle to front we could improve. And I think after the substitution we made at Ibrox, there was an improvement in the second half. I think in particular when the team is down a bit, if they lose confidence, it's a big help to the opposition. Now, same applies in our own case, in reverse. But obviously it won't make any difference to how we'll play this game tactically. We just want to go and be offensive and take the game to Hibs. It might be an away fixture, but we aim to be positive in this fixture. We managed to win 3-1 at the end of the season there with a very young team, with 13 players under 21. That must have been a record, I think, in the SPL, the last game of the season, last season. So we want to go down there. They know they'll have a difficult game, but we also know three of their team were in the under 21 team, three of the Hibs players. So they're good, young, enthusiastic players. It won't be a dirty game, I'm sure, but it'll be competitive, more so than perhaps otherwise, because there's so much at stake. But we're relaxed about it and determined about it. That's all we can be.
6:06 evening, welcome to North Sound 2's Friday Sport, number one for sport in the North East. Joining me as always, Steve McMenemy and Dave McDermott. Guys, after the disappointment of the national side last weekend, probably a great thing to be back to the SPL so we don't have to dwell on it for too long. That being said, the table doesn't make for great reading. Already we're in a basement battle. It's a vital 3 points, isn't it, Dave?
It is, yeah. Psychologically, although it is still early in the season, the fact when you're down there, there is pressure.
Temper that with some common sense.
Yes, indeed, of course. But I would suggest that we should be going down there, as Craig said, going out to win the game, because we've said it before, I'll say it again, Hibs are a team in crisis at the moment, whether they like to pretend or not. The fans are getting on the back of the manager and the board, and they are there for the taking, I believe, and the fans will very quickly turn on their team if things don't go their way early on, and Craig and Archie are well aware of that fact, and I think the fact that Colin Calderwood's a good friend of Craig Brown, that will be completely forgotten about for the 90 minutes on Sunday afternoon. But you're right, a huge game. The last thing you want is to be down at the bottom of the league, even although, as I say, it is early days, and because we were there last season and it did not make...
It
wasn't fun at all, so let's hope I think you can probably guess how I think the game will go.
Craig, at pains in his press conference, Stephen, to stress that with a couple of otherwise uncharacteristic team performances, he thinks the team's been playing fairly well and pretty much has been unlucky for the most part, hitting the woodwork a good few times. Is that a fair assessment or is there more to it?
It's a fair assessment at the moment, but you can't keep saying that if the results don't start to pick up, and especially, as Dave says, going down to Hibs. Next two games, Hibs and Kilmarnock, it's two of the teams that's struggling badly in the SPL, and really you should be looking at picking up 6 points out of those two games otherwise. Kilmarnock's only had one win in the last wee while, and that was against Hibs, you know, the hammered them, and Hibs are really struggling. It's important if they can get an early goal on Sunday. The Hibs fans, I think, they're very, very touchy at the minute. So if you go, they'll turn against the team pretty quickly, I would imagine, and that's what the Aberdeen players have to say. We need to be more ruthless. We need to make sure if we get chances like we did against Rangers, that we take them.
One player who most likely doesn't have the happiest memories, Visa Rhodes, Aberdeen's Fraser Five, who picked up an injury in his travels here before. This time, though, back in the squad, and says he and his teammates can't wait to get going again after the international layoff.
Boys are back in training, buzzing. I thought we'd done all right Rangers game, but we never won, so we're a wee bit downer after that. But boys came back, we're buzzing again to go. So here comes Sunday, we'll be ready to fly again. No, we didn't get what we deserved at all. In my opinion, but it's football, innit? I would have probably preferred a game last week, but international break gives you a wee break and a bit of time off, so come back, ready to go again. Yeah, it's brilliant being back. I had a wee bit of a hard time last season, obviously, I think I was out for about 8 months, but being back's brilliant. Love just enjoying playing football again. It's competitive as well, for places as well, so you have to be up for it every day at training and stuff to get your place in the team. We need to go down there and get 3 points. We need 3 points, I think, in my we just need to put on a performance, if we get a few early goals or an early goal, I think we'll do well. I think if we get a good run of games and we get a few wins, we'll just kick off from there, yeah, I think.
After spending so much time on the sidelines because of injury, I think we possibly forget what a hard slog it is to get back to complete match sharpness, Dave. I thought Fraser looked perhaps a yard or two off the pace in previous matches and then improved in their last home game. Is it just a case of him coming back into his peak now, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And he also had a great, particularly second half at Ibrox 2 weeks ago. He is coming back to his best, and I think that's exactly it. It was so long out. It does take a while to get back up to the pace of the game, to get himself match fit. But there's absolutely no doubting the boy's ability. He's got he'll go far in the game if he keeps himself injury free. But you're right, he's had a couple of bad ones, Alloa, and then of course at Easter Road, as you mentioned, when they. Ian Murray, the testimonial boy, Mr. Murray, went flying through him a tackle that he didn't get anything for, which I thought was he knew exactly what he was doing.
I hope he tries something like that in Sunday against Big Arneson or Isaac to see what happens.
Absolutely.
It's possibly something that the naivety of youth, if you like, where Fraser just sort of stayed in and he went through him. That he won't do again. I mean, he's learned his lesson the hard way.
You learn very quickly in the SPL, and Fraser, he's streetwise, and he's also very strong. He uses his body to great effect in terms of when he's playing in the middle of the park. So no, I don't think Fraser will be caught like that again.
Well, this one wasn't looking meaty enough already. Wait until you hear what's coming next when Isaac Osborne talks about keeping it in the family. That's just ahead on Friday Sport from North Sound 2.
North Sound 2's Friday Sport. 10:35 medium wave. North Sound 2. North Sound 2.
North Sound 2 Friday Sport with ABSCAF, the scaffolding specialists, utilising CAD scaffold design software on all projects. North Sound 2.
North Sound 2's Friday Sports. The SPL.
6:17 Sunday sees the return of SPL football for Hibs and the Dons following the international break. Hibs bosses Colin Calderwood.
It's a game we can win. It's a game we're at home, and we obviously need to register our first home victory of the season. I think that's what we push and strive for. So we're looking at this as our opportunity to gain on the teams above us. Leapfrog against Aberdeen, because if we beat them, we'll go above them. They played well, or they played more than well, Ibrox in their last game. And it'll be a difficult team. Any team organised by Craig and having Archie alongside him are well drilled, as we know from our games versus Motherwell and Aberdeen in the previous season.
Hibs boss Colin Calderwood speaking to Hibs TV for North End 2's Friday Sport. Back at Hibs for another spell is Ivan Sproul. He says it's important to maintain discipline and shape.
What you can't do is you can't start picking people out and fighting all the time, because obviously that doesn't work either. So it's going to be a collective thing and a team that sticks together. And obviously we're not giving the fans much to cheer about at the minute, so that's going to be difficult as well to get them back on our side. But what do? You can't just don't give up, do you? You have to keep going.
Colin Calderwood and Ivan Sproul there. Hibs are another one of these teams who, like Celtic, you know, the fans demand that you play the Hibs way, and Colin Calderwood really is at odds with that style, isn't he?
as far at odds as anyone could be, I think. You just want to get a set sort of strong defensively, but they're not even that. I mean, if he's trying to stick up for himself, say he'll try and build a good defensive side, the defence is shocking. That's why Aberdeen really fancy their chances going down there on Sunday.
The one thing that they do have, I suppose, is you know, Gary O'Connor's back. They've got some armoury there. Is that likely to be a threat to the Dons' defence the way they've been playing? Or
I think defensively, but for a slip against Rangers, it was just, I think it was really Isaac that didn't pick up Davis, Dave, wasn't it, for the run? Now, that was Rangers had a couple of half chances, but nothing too major. I thought the Dons reasonably well defensively, but all it takes is one slip. And as you mentioned, they've got quality up front. O'Connor scored some decent goals since he's come back up.
Got a bit of speed about him
as
well.
Yeah, and he's strong, big lad as well. So, and Sproul's, he's not as fast as he was when he was first up at Hibs, but he's still a decent player. So the Dons are going to have to be careful, but it's what they do going forward, I think, that's going to matter on Sunday, not what Hibs do.
I think the spice of this one is a bit of sibling rivalry when Aberdeen's Isaac Osborne comes face to face with Isaiah. Speaking DirecTV for North End 2's Friday Sport, the Pataudry version looking forward to catching up with his brother, winning the tackle and orbiting him over the roof of the new Easter Road stand.
I've played against him before, but I've never actually played against him as a centre midfielder. So it should be interesting, because I've played against him as a centre midfielder, but when I was a youngster. But in terms of like first team game, it's going to be the first time. So, you know, I'm going to get real stuck into it, and I reckon he'll be up for it as well. So it should be a good game. saying that between me and him. Yeah, even though he was like a big boy for his age, and it's a thing. Like when you play against him when he's young, you still know the age gap. You think he's my younger brother, and I can't really fly in there, and, you know. So you kind of, yeah, you are a bit protective. Like even if you see your own teammate flying in against him, you're like, hey, what's going on here? but now obviously he's a man now. He's a grown man now. So there won't be nothing. I'm going to go in there 100%, and I'm not trying to say I'm going to go in there 2-foot him or anything, but, you know, if I got a chance to win the ball against him, I'm going to fly in and win the ball, and that's just the way it is, and I'm sure he'll do the same against me as well.
Yeah, he's a grown man, so he can take one right in the shins. Isaac and Isaiah, you'd suspect, come from a fairly religious family, or their mum was reading a copy of the Gideon Bible in the hospital bedside, drawing the quieter moments of her labour when she was looking for inspiration for names. Either way, if Isaiah is cut from the same cloth as Isaac, look out for a few tasty tackles, I would imagine.
Absolutely,
eh?
Dude. Tell you, John, watching him, he's a real cult favourite already, isn't he, Dave? The fans love him already. He's
absolutely.
Such a great tackler, strong, really strong guy, and he has a couple of moments where you think, don't go in there, but he does. He's just a brave, really brave guy, and he's been a great signing for Aberdeen, and I think he's only going to get better as he gets more games because his fitness is coming back.
Isaiah...
I think it might be a Wikipedia joke or something like that, but I think
Ezekiel and Darren.
I don't know if that's true. I think it might be a Wikipedia. We're having a wee giggle about that this morning.
Darren of Galilee. Now, in the week, Craig mentioned there could well be a new player in place ahead of the kickoff on Sunday. That one forms the subject of a weekly poll online at Aberdeen Mad, which is phrased like this: Craig Brown says he'd like to bring in another player out with the transfer window. He's got striker Rory Fallon in on trial, but what position would you like to see strengthened as a matter of urgency? Defence, midfield, or attack? Midfield, say 7.9% of you. Defence, reckon 11.1% of the vote. Attack, the overwhelming 81%. Miser Dave turns stato with this additional point. He says 24 players in our squad, goalkeepers 3, or 12.5%, defenders 6, that's 25%, midfielders 10, 41.6%, and strikers 5. 20.8%. If you're playing a 4-4-2, which we're not, as we're playing one up front, you'd expect the breakdown of the squad to be as follows: defenders 40%, currently outfield squad 28, midfielders 40, current outfield squad 48, strikers 20, current outfield squad 24. Looking at those stats, it's clear, something is, that we're short of defenders, and if we're to bring anyone else in, it has to be a defender, and in particular, a wing-back. The threat goes on, but I'll be honest, and admit, as it does, I start to glaze over, drawing a line under it. Everyone seems to agree we're short of a player.
Tell you what, John, though, if they heeded that, lad should have done Rangers taxis. It probably wouldn't have been such a staple. Tax my money better.
I think what's clear is that Miser Dave needs a life.
Miser Dave's got a lot of time in his hands. Agreement is a rare thing in a Don's chat board. Also an honourable mention to Caddy Car Handle for starting an alternative weekly poll, P-O-L-E, with a photo of his big new Boniek, and to Fearsome Engine for posting his snapshot entry for that thread. It's worth a look. You can see it in the Aberdeen Mad site. The polls and topics online from around midweek onwards in any given week. Let me put that one to you guys, and it's assumptive that we have money in the budget to squeeze in another player. Where do you look to cover?
I think really they've got enough strikers. I think that fullback's a position. Well,
according to Craig, we've got less strikers than any club in the SPL.
Is that right?
We've got Ford and Fermelin are next with five, and Mitch Meganson's a winger. He's not a striker.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong there, but I'd like to see a fullback coming in.
That sounds
I don't
like
think
possibly
a fullback there, but
sounds like possibly the pitch that he put to the money men in an attempt to get in another striker.
Well, I mean, fullback. I mean, I can see exactly where Stephen's coming from. Certainly, midfield. I think we've got more than enough
cover
there.
Yeah.
With Rory Fallon's there training with the club. He is a mate of Cowdrey Arnesen, you know, and that's obviously he's there. So Craig's having a look at him. But as Craig's mentioned, you know, the budget is at its limits. So.
Mitch, if anyone asks, you're a winger.
So I think a bit hypothetical, certainly at this moment in time.
Well, let's stay interactive with the thread that we've ransacked and plundered for our own ill-gotten gains as we move on to this week's topic. The Red Pimpernel kicking this one off with this post. I see Brian is saying today that Peter Pollitt is to get the chance to perform as a deep-lying striker, a role that made Ian Jess a hero with the fans. He believes that by moving into a deeper striking position, that he's the skill and pace to be every bit as successful as Jess. It was CB that moved Jess from playing in his usual wide role into a deeper striker's position during his time in the Scotland under-21s. Jess went on to assist many goals as well as score many spectacular ones too. Is this another like-for-like signing that could possibly be the answer to providing more creativity to the team? Or will we only succeed in jeopardising the only threat we've had from Pollitt in the wider areas? As always, Dave's got your thoughts on that one.
Sean the Sheep says Pollitt has always reminded him of Jess. Looking for Scanlon says it's a good idea. And from New Orleans Red, Pollitt has the ability to turn a game, so now we'll be able to see exactly how much influence he can exert. Back to the Red Pimpernel, he says Peter has intimated he would relish the challenge. Not quite so upbeat is Simarous Kimus. Have you forgotten McGee played him through the middle and he was totally ineffective? Poo Poo the Huns agrees on that one. Rico S321 felt Peter was a success in that role under Mark. Dandy Don's 1903 points out that's where he's been playing Peter for ages on Football Manager. Gurney Don is a Pollitt fan but believes he needs to beef up a bit for that role. If Pollitt could be half as good as Jess, then he'd be a success. That from Aurora Borealis. Chalky feels Peter has the skill to replicate Chris Maguire's role a la partnering Scott Vernon. From Bobby 81, Jess had the ability to run a game, something we haven't seen yet from Peter. Keepy Uppy reckons there's a bit of a burden being placed in Peter here, which could be unfair. And from Fearsome Engine, while he's nowhere near as good as Jess, he does have the potential. Give it a go and see if he blossoms in that position. That from Jack Don. And from SoCal Dandy, don't forget the SPL was a better standard when Ian played, so Peter doesn't have to be as good as Jess. Is this Craig's way of admitting we're going to play 4-5-1, asks Rico's Beard. Pipes is a fan. Pollitt's performance at Ibrox was one of the most promising I've seen in an Aberdeen shirt in years and years. Very effective in the wing based on that performance.
Peter, if anybody asks, you're playing off the attack. You're not a striker, son, okay? Your contribution on the topic and poll accepted online at Aberdeen Mad from around midweek onwards in any given week, and you can always get in touch directly with us via email on sport@northsound.co.uk. sport@northsound.co.uk. Moving on, back with Hibs versus Aberdeen on Sunday in time for our one to watch. The player in a red shirt the experts think will make the difference to the outcome of the game. Dave, first.
Right, well, let me just get my list of my team because I've actually marked it. Here we go. Nice build up, eh?
Well, certainly there's a drum roll there to be had.
Yes, I'm going to go for Fraser Fyvie. We've heard from him earlier on. I thought in the second half at Ibrox we saw the best of exactly why everyone is so excited about the potential that Fraser undoubtedly has. And you know, this week was the first time he's been up in front of the media, you know, so it's a big week for young Fraser, and I think he could cap it off with a fantastic performance on Sunday, helping us to our victory.
Stephen?
I'm going to pick the lads we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes. Peter Pollitt, I think he was, as one of the posters said, amazing when he came on. I thought that Ibrox had really changed the game for Aberdeen. It's just a pity I think he wasn't on from the start. It could have been a different game. But he's starting to look like the player he was when he first came into the side a couple of years ago. And I've picked Peter. I think it's going to be a big season for him.
Time for this week's Predictor, Craig. How will Craig and Archie send the team out? We'll start with Stephen.
Gonzalez in goals, back four of Clark, Mawenny, Considine and Foster. Midfield 4-5, Osborne, Arneson, Milsom and Pollitt just behind that striking role I think he might play that we've been talking about, behind big Scott Vernon.
Dave?
Yep, I'm going for Gonzalez in goal. Arneson, McNamee, Mawenny, can't read my own writing. Considine and Foster. Across the middle, Pollitt, Fyvie, Osborne and Milsom, with the partnership of Vernon and Mackie being resurrected.
Arneson at fullback.
I'd actually put it, yeah, he can move along.
He can play where he wants. He's got
inside knowledge, yeah. Again, must be something up here.
Dave and knowledge in the same sentence as a first. Right, okay, predictions, scoreline.
I think the Dons will do it. I think they'll win 2-1.
3-1.
Yeah. Oh no.
You're the same.
I'm agreeing with Dave.
Oh dear.
3-1 away win, that can't be good. Bound to go wrong now.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online only content at northsound2.com.